This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled today to visit with somebody who's had a brilliant career in both robotics and innovation and also digital health. We get to visit today with Rich Mahoney. Rich is the Vice President of Research at Intuitive. Intuitive is by far the most advanced sort of surgical robotics company in the country, but really more living in the space, this balance of robotics and digital health and innovation today. Rich drives a lot of that innovation. He's going to talk to us about research and innovation, what keeps him up at night, and a lot more. Rich, can you take a moment and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about where you're most focused today, what you're thinking about all the time, what keeps you up at night?
Sure. Hi, Scott. Good morning. Thanks for the opportunity to speak today. So I'm someone who's been in early stage healthcare robotics for over 35 years now. It's pretty amazing to think about just the amount of time in my and part of my background in my career. I've led early stage companies, startups, and also notably have been the director of robotics at SRI International, which was the heritage program from which the Da Vinci had actually spun out about 15 years before I was there. My role at Intuitive, I joined a few years ago, is leading the early stage development and innovation geared towards what our future platforms should be, what our future products should be. And I, you know, if we go to like what keeps me up at night, it's really about that opportunity, right? You described Intuitive's position in the market and its leadership. And now how do I build on top of that and identify the next problem that we should solve, the next platform and innovation that we should bring to market. So it's a combination of how do we think about the patient suffering that is still out there that we can identify and then develop new programs and new technologies to bring to market that become tools for surgeons and other healthcare providers. It's really that impact. And I think that's the one thing I'll just sort of end with, this point around innovation being about value. And I think, you know, as we innovate, it has to be measurable in the value and the impact that it makes on patients and on the, you know, the business of healthcare.
Thank you. And take a moment on this. There's so many different ways that people are approaching digital strategy in healthcare, whether it's from a patient experience perspective, connect type perspectives, admit, follow up, just all kinds of ways that people are working on digital strategies to telehealth and so forth. Can you talk a little bit about where you're most focused and why, and also how some of these initiatives provide support to hospitals and health systems at a time where they are facing so many headwinds on both the technology and staffing standpoint? Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about where you're most focused and why, and how this plays into it and works well with hospitals and health systems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's a really good question. And I think the thing that I try to do in my role is to be really, even though I'm looking at the future and looking at how we can innovate, it's also being pragmatic and thinking about, you know, what is the data? What is this digital experience? And then how do we transfer it into the value and the upside that should be there from all this digital technology we have? And so from a robotics point of view, and that's, you know, my career in robotics has really helped me understand that an interactive robotic system like the Da Vinci creates a really unique opportunity to bring digital value. And so the first digital value is really about the physical experience of the surgeon with the robot. And so being able to create a device that it extends and enhance the skill of the surgeon. But what is really interesting about that is that we're now measuring the surgeon in ways that have never been done before. And so with this data that we're measuring, how can we then understand the act of surgery? How can we understand the overall workflow and the business and ecosystem around the surgeon as well to then add value and to improve the outcome? So in the short term, it's really elevating that data, being able to allow the surgeon to have insights that they wouldn't have before. And then over time, being able to identify new areas where we can become more efficient. One really good example, if you look at our, you know, where DaVinci as a platform is, you know, everyone understands that. And we recently introduced the Ion as a new platform, as a new diagnostic platform. But if we look at the impact of those two platforms together in addressing outcomes related to lung cancer, we can begin to transition from the idea of a platform to a program. And when we say program, we think about a lung program, and how do we then combine the Ion capability with the Da Vinci capability. And so these two independent platforms, the best way to do that is through the digital integration. So that's really one of the big things that we can begin to do, is move from platform to programs and use the digital information to help create, you know, efficiencies and better outcomes for the patients.
Thank you so much. And as hospitals health systems work towards these two concepts you talked about, better outcomes and more efficient, you know, better efficiency, better use of staff and labor, which is so hard to staff today and keep working in the right direction. So working on efficiency and outcomes, tell us a bit about investing in innovation and how people do this well, so it actually has efficiently useful outcomes versus sort of just innovation for innovation's sake. Mm-hmm. And what are some common obstacles to sort of innovating correctly, innovating in a useful and efficient way?
Yeah, I really love talking about this. And my experience is that innovation is actually, it's very personal. And I found that where I've seen innovations occur, that there's typically an individual that is immersed in the technology, immersed in the market and the problems of the market. And they identify a vision for how things can become better. And in my role, I actually don't see myself as being one of those innovators. I'm much more of the facilitator of other people's innovations. In my role, I'm trying to create an environment where the ideas that are emerging can be understood and then framed in terms of the business opportunity and then staged in terms of how we develop them. And so one of the things that I see when people talk about innovation, it's seen as this sort of like, hey, let's show up today and be innovative. And my experience is that innovation just kind of emerges organically, and you have to look for it, and you have to be ready to kind of react to that innovation. And typically, if you're not creating that environment, or you're not ready to accept it, that it can get squashed, or it can get sort of seen as not being possible. So I think the very first, I think from a, you know, leaders in healthcare environments have to be open to the view that innovation can come from anywhere, and then be ready to nurture it, even when the organization might not be ready to accept it. And I think that's one of the biggest challenges is that framing and support of those early innovations, when, you know, sometimes you might be disrupting the way you're working, and not everyone's going to be able to support that. So it's a kind of a very simple concept, but it's very hard for people to do sometimes, is that creating that innovation culture is really just being open to accepting it and nurturing it.
And talk for a moment about exactly that. How does one encourage or develop a culture of innovation? You've had a career of innovation. How do you develop that culture within a company, within a health system? How do you sort of foster that culture?
Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, going back to what I was saying earlier, innovation is about new value. And so I do think you know, innovation is just not it's not just a good idea. It is an insight that leads to new value. And so I said that innovation is personal. I also think innovation is accountable. And so when you're describing the vision that you have, what is the innovation? You're describing a future state that in terms of the new value that's created by this innovation. The innovation itself isn't the value. And so I think in this combination, first you're sort of listening, looking, you're asking for innovation, you're receptive to it. And then secondly, you're you're really evaluating it with respect to the new value it's introducing. And so you can be very specific about, you know, we're going to dramatically reduce costs. We're going to dramatically increase the patient experience. We're going to transform the way that we, that our teams are trained, et cetera. And I think that's a key thing is really being able to connect it to a specific outcome that is bringing new value to your organization.
Thank you very, very much. And when you look at all of this and all that sort of Intuitive has accomplished and you've accomplished in your career at this sort of intersection of robotics and digital health and innovation, what are you most excited about this year as you continue into 2023?
Wow, that's a great question. So I am very much a robotics optimist. And so one of the things I've decided in my career that I'm going to be the optimist, and I'm also going to be a voice that is describing that sort of positive future that can emerge from robotics and technology. And, you know, oftentimes our media, you know, is about entertainment and science fiction is about entertainment. So you tend to see a negative or dystopian view of robotics, but I actually think we're seeing the beginnings of the real impact that can be made in robotics. And it's a combination of the sort of adoption curve that not just for Da Vinci and the increased number of procedures that we're seeing and use of robotics, but the fact that there's emerging competition and just general understanding that robotics is part of the future. So, and then related to that, and you know, we're not there yet from an AI point of view, but you are seeing some new advances in AI, and you know, this ChatGPT is just one example. But I do think that the future of robotics is going to be the overlay of these robotic platforms with properly applied machine learning and AI solutions. And really, at the end of the day, it's about how do we create better outcomes for more people, and how to actually not better outcomes, how do we create the best outcomes for everyone? Like that's what I think the future opportunity is, the future state can be as this sort of robotics and software technologies play out.
Thank you so much. And just to clarify, you're obviously vice president of research, brilliant at Intuitive, the most brilliant sort of digital health surgical robot company in the country, the real leader in this area. But the robotics adoption goes well beyond surgery, correct? I mean, the perspective is that robotics is going to become more important in general, not just in surgery. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, I definitely believe that. And you know, one of the there's a sort of older view of robotics as sort of taking jobs and creating labor challenges. And really around 2010, what we started to see is a view that robotics is really about filling gaps. And where are there gaps in, you know, available workers for certain areas? Where are there gaps in terms of safety? Can we use robots in places where people are at risk? But there's also gaps around the quality of care that people have access to. And we already are seeing how the Da Vinci as a robotic solution enables better outcomes and fills some of that gap in terms of patient experience and outcomes. But you can imagine many other areas where robotics can come can be used to enhance the healthcare experience, to enhance the general quality of life. And so I do think, you know, what we're seeing with the Da Vinci as a starting point, we are going to see just continuous improvement in surgical outcomes. But I think we're also going to see continuous improvement in general quality of life and, you know, in every aspect of how we live and food production and housing and education and all of those areas as well.
No, thank you so much. I couldn't agree more. This point of robotics, it's not replacing people, it's filling gaps and making people better and more efficient. I think you just hit that right on, Rich. And what we're seeing in the world of healthcare is robotics making surgeons better, making teams better, as well as robotics, just easing nursing shortages in some places where they're starting to introduce robots on floors for different efforts and so forth and so on. Rich Mahoney, just always a pleasure to visit with you, leader of research, VP of research at Intuitive, one of the most brilliant companies in the world. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Scott.